This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, July 4. Looking in all the wrong places. Our reading comes from Judges chapter 2. Then the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord and served the Baals. They forsook the Lord, the God of their ancestors, who had brought them out of Egypt. They followed and worshipped various gods of the peoples around them. They aroused the Lord's anger because they forsook him and served Baal and the Asherites. In his anger against Israel, the Lord gave them into the hands of raiders who plundered them. He sold them into the hands of the enemies all around, whom they were no longer able to resist. Whenever Israel went out to fight, the hand of the Lord was against them to defeat them, just as he had sworn to them. They were in great distress. They exchanged the truth about God for a lie and served created things rather than the Creator. Romans 1, verse 25. What did Israel do that was so wicked in God's eyes? They forsook the Lord and worshipped various gods of the peoples around them. Judges 2, verse 17 describes this as committing adultery with other gods. Many other Bible passages also describe God's people that way. The people often preferred to trade in the God of their salvation for other saviors. Disloyalty, infidelity, looking for love in all the wrong places, brings harsh consequences. God turned Israel over to plunderers. God himself turned against them. God's response makes sense. If you abandon God to seek the life of doing what is right in your own eyes, you can expect those eyes to lead you astray with inescapable consequences. Paul describes the consequences of lives driven by base passions. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. Strangely enough, this debased mind seduces God's people again and again. As a dog returns to its vomit, so fools repeat their folly. The Israelites didn't suffer because God had abandoned them. They suffered because God was looking after them. The Lord disciplines those he loves. It's as if God was saying to later generations, "Be careful what your eyes wish for. You may get it." May the Spirit of Christ discipline our hearts to desire what is right in God's eyes. Pray with me. O Lord, be gracious and deliver me from base desires for the sake of your steadfast love. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.